The caw, caw, cawing of one stupid crow kept me up all night. Well, more accurately, all day. 'Cause, you know, I'm a vampire fledgling and we have that whole issue of day and night being turned around. Anyway, I got zero sleep last night, / day. But my crappy non-sleep is currently the easiest thing to deal with, since life really sucks when your friends are pissed at you. I should know. I'm Zoe Redbird, currently the undisputed queen of making my friends pissed land. Persephone, the big sorrel mare who I could consider mine for as long as I lived at the House of Night, craned her head around and nuzzled my cheek. I kissed her soft muzzle and went back to brushing her sleek neck. Grooming Persephone always helped me think and made me feel better, and I definitely needed help with both of those things. Okay, so I've managed to avoid the big confrontation for 2 days, but that can't continue, I told the mayor. Yes, I know they're in the cafeteria right now, eating dinner while they hang out together, being all buddy-buddy and totally leaving me out. Persephone snorted and went back to munching hay. Yeah, I think they're being jerks too. Sure, I did lie to them, but it was mostly by omission. And yeah, I kept some stuff from them, mostly for their own good. I sighed. Well, the stuff about Stevie Ray being undead was for their own good. The stuff about me having a thing with Lauren Blake, vampire poet laureate and professor at the House of Night, well, that was more for my own good. But still, Persephone flicked an ear back to listen to me. They're being really judgmental. Persephone snorted again. I sighed again. Crap. I couldn't avoid them any longer. After giving the sweet mare one last pat, I walked slowly out of her stall to the tack room and put up the array of curry combs and mane tail brushes I'd been using on her for the past hour. I breathed deeply of the leather and horse smell, letting the soothing mixture ease my nerves. Catching my reflection in the smooth glass window of the tack room, I automatically ran my fingers through my dark hair, trying to make it look not so bedheady. I'd been marked as a fledgling vampire and moved to the House of Night for just over 2 months, but already my hair was noticeably thicker and longer. And super good hair was only one of the many changes taking place with me. Some of them were invisible, like the fact that I had an affinity for all five of the elements. Some of them were very much visible, like the unique tattoos that framed my face in intricate, exotic swirls, and then, unlike any other fledgling or adult vampire, the sapphire design spread down my neck and shoulders, along my spine, and, most recently, had moved around my waist, a little fact no one but my cat, Nala, our goddess Nyx, and I knew. Like, who could I show? Well, yesterday you had not one, but three boyfriends, I told the me with the dark eyes and cynical half-smile that was reflected in the glass. But you fixed that, didn't you? Today, not only do you have zero boyfriends, but no one will ever trust you again, for at least, I don't know, a gazillion years or so? Well, except Aphrodite, who totally freaked and took off 2 days ago because she might have suddenly been turned back into a human. And Stevie Ray, who was chasing said freaked rehumaned Aphrodite because she might have caused the fledgling to human issue when I cast a circle and turned her from creepy undead dead kid to odd red tattooed vampire but herself again kid. Either way, I told myself aloud, you have managed to mess up just about everyone who has touched your life. Well done, you. My lip had actually started to quiver, and I felt the sting of tears in my eyes. No, bawling my eyes red wouldn't do any good. I mean, seriously, if it did, then my friends and I would have kissed, well, not literally, and made up days ago. I was just going to have to face them and start trying to make things right.